dreaming about risk equalization, obviously. News headline, 29th of December 2005. Harney welcomes judgment in risk equalization case. Ireland's Tánaiste, or Deputy Prime Minister, and Minister of Health, Mary Harney, who is also leader of the Progressive Democrats Party, has welcomed the High Court's refusal to grant an injunction blocking the introduction of risk equalization in the private health insurance industry on January 1, 2006. I was feeling a bit peckish the other day, so I went to a fish and chip shop and ordered a €2 bag of chips. Ahead of me was a ravenous young man who hadn't had anything to eat since breakfast, so he ordered 2 bags of chips. When it came to pay, I was astonished that we were each charged the same amount, €3. Naturally, I protested. My order was only for €2. "New government policy," replied the chippy chippily. "It's called risk equalization. They have the same thing in Australia, Germany and Holland. That other fella is more hungry than you, so you have to subsidize him so that you both get charged the same amount." Later, I went to the pub for a beer, and being a modest sort of chap, ordered just a half pint, costing €2.40. I happened to notice the man beside me ordering a full pint for €4. The barman then asked each of us for €3.20. But, I ventured, "Risk equalization, new system." "Just like South Africa and Switzerland," he replied. "The other guy is thirstier than you, so you have to contribute to the extra cost of his thirst. Stop moaning and drink up. He's already finished his and needs another." "What a jerk," I said. And with a jerk, I wake up. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It was just a dream. Phew, what a relief. It felt more like a cauchemar. I'm slumped in my leather-bound super recliner, auto-massage chief executive's chair. I guess I should have declined that big boozy lunch and eaten a small salad instead. Still, when you're running a huge insurance company like APUB, which provides private health cover, you deserve to spoil yourself occasionally. I glanced through the latest finance papers sitting on my desk. Business has been good. We've been signing up loads of new customers, luring many away from IHV, the state-owned company, our hated and primary rival. Our 600,000 customers just love our low prices and high service levels. We're not quite doing a Ryanair EasyJet yet, but we're on a similar track. I'm pleased to see that we're projecting fat profits of €64 million for the next 3 years. This will please the shareholders, and then hopefully they'll please me with some generous share options. But what's this? A court order saying that over these same 3 years, APUB will have to give a present of €161 million to its dreaded competitor IHV, simply because IHV finds it hard to pay its bills? They can't be serious. It will obviously be the death knell of APUB. Obviously. I call my finance director. "Risk equalization," he calmly informs me. "The government's new policy. Apparently IHV are upset that they have more elderly and sick clients than we do. And as a state-run outfit, they are, of course, inherently inefficient. Therefore, their costs are higher than ours. So we've been told to pay them a fat subsidy to cover their losses. And that subsidy exceeds our own profits by a factor of nearly 3. Then why don't IHV just charge more for their higher-risk clients, like the motor insurance companies do? For that matter, why don't we? Ah, that'll be another government policy. All customers must be charged the same premium, whether they are strapping youths of 20 or decrepit, disease-ridden geriatrics. It's called community rating." But this is madness. People who need more clothes pay shopkeepers for more clothes. People who are hungrier pay more in the supermarket. Only myopic people buy spectacles. People who have to travel longer distances pay higher fares, or for more petrol. What is different about insurance? Well, you have to remember that this country is run by a business-friendly, low-taxation coalition of 2 right-leaning parties who, unlike those raving left loonies, act at all times rationally and in the interests of the population and taxpayers. But what's business friendly about asking a successful private company to cross-subsidize its principal competitor, which is a bloated, state-run, inefficient behemoth grown fat and lazy thanks to 40 years as a protected monopoly? Well, he explained patiently, if our political leaders, bless them, were of a leftward persuasion and they wanted to help the less fortunate, they would do this openly and through the taxation system, even if it meant tax rises. But the left's modus operandi is rooted in socialisms, whose own roots are Marxism, the most wicked ideology ever devised by man, which, as we all now know, killed 100 million innocent people in the last century. Obviously a coalition that dresses to the right can't do that. Obviously, I murmured. And obviously the coalition wants to be seen to be caring for the infirm and elderly, even, or especially, those who are wealthy and own their own homes, as most people who can afford private insurance by definition are, and who also, by the way, love voting and love voting rightward. And obviously it sees no inequity in overcharging young people who are starting out their lives, building their families and facing huge bills every month, largely due to the inflated property market that has made those older people so rich. Why should the healthy young pay cheaper health insurance premiums just because they'll cost the health insurance company less? I see. You make it look all so sensible. But why single out the health insurance industry for cross-subsidies? For example, surely the most important input for survival and health is not insurance. It is food. So why not devise a system to cross-subsidize food? I told you, sighed my finance director, his eyes rolling to heaven. The governing coalition is totally rational. What is irrational to you is rational to them. It's obvious. Plus the trades unions, in their perpetual quest to reward the rich old and punish the poor young, love risk equalization. And most of them happen to be headquartered in the Taoiseach's own constituency. So they also have to be pandered to. Obviously. Please, please, I pleaded with him. Wake me from this latest dream, this nightmare. My head is spinning. My company is going bust. I can't stand it anymore. Shake me. Rescue me from the arms of Morpheus. This is no dream, he replied curtly as he spun and left the room. This is Ireland in 2006, under the right-of-centre Fianna Fáil party, in coalition with the neoconservative Progressive Democrats. Get over it. The next day, the shareholders deliver my dismissal letter for presiding over the future destruction of APUB due to risk equalisation. My last act is to send redundancy notices to all my 300 employees, including my finance director. But I still don't wake up. My incubus continues.